just want to touch on a few points about the nusach of Kaddish, different Hagim, and I'm just going to mention what the Mishabura follows in these points. Other people have different Hagim, and that's they should follow their minhag. So the first point, the Mishabura says that he's passing that the correct nusach for the first two words of Kaddish is with the tzeire, yiskadel v'yiskadesh. The Gro holds it's yiskadal v'yiskadash, and many people follow that minhag. But the Achrav, the Mishabura, which is standard minhag in yeshivas, is to say yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Okay, the Mishabura points out that after the words the Brach Chirusei, a person should pause a little bit. That to understand that the word Kirusei is going back what was said above, it's not going what's going on continuing afterwards. A person should pause slightly after saying the words Dibrach Kirusei. We already mentioned that the person should pause between saying Amen and Yehesh Rabba. A person should pause, and the Chazan says Bimru Amen. The Chazan himself then says Yehesh Rabba with the rest of the Sibur. Mishur points out the Chazan should not say Amen a second time. Obviously, he's not saying Amen to his own statement of Bimru Amen. The Mishabura has an interesting question. In the phrase Yehei Shmei Rabbah, is there a mapik hey in the word Shmei? And the Mishabura starts off with saying that the opinion of the Taz, it's not a mapik hey, based on the Tosis, etc. And he brings from the Primer Gadim, it's better to say it with a mapik hey. So whatever meaning you have, most of them have it printed nowadays with a mapik hey. It doesn't mean necessarily that that's correct. Mishabura is not sure what the correct nusach is. So whatever your Mishabura is on that, your Mishabura is on that. Fine. When you're kaifal during the Sesame Tshuva, we add the phrase Leila, we double the word Leila. So the two things happen. Since in order that there are many Ramos to the concept of Kayach, the whole idea of Kaddish is giving Kayach, Yidon or Kayach Hashem. So there are 28 letters in Yehesh Mer Rabba. So in that phrase, and there are 28 words from Yehesh Mer Rabba until the end of that paragraph. So if we add Leila, we're going to have 29 words. So we change the word from the two words, mean call, to me call, make it into one word. So in order that it should be only 28 words. Now, do you say Leila, or Leila, Ula Eila? So that you're saying the Mishabura says, Mishabura doesn't really discuss it, he just mentioned, you say Leila. So he seems to say you say it with a vav. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is to say it without a vav. Leila, not Leila, Ula Eila. So whatever you different minhag, what to do with that, whatever you do is fine. One last point in regards to Kaddish. I just want to clarify something that people have asked me about at different times. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in Siman Vav Sif Dal Kesharimer Hachazan Yiskadel is Kareya. When he says the first word, he bows. When he says Yehesh Mer Rabba, he bows again. When he says the word Yisporach, Ubrichu, and the Amen at the end of the paragraph. So he bows five times during saying Kaddish. The Chazan, the person who's saying the Kaddish, bows five times. But the first word, when he says the first word, when he says Yehesh Mer Rabba, when he starts the paragraph of Yisporach, when he says Brichu, when he says Vimru Amen at the end, he bows five times. Shulchan Aruch brings that down. The source for it is one of the Rishonim, the Kalboy. The Mishabur does not mention anything. It does not discuss yes or no, which we assume that Mishabur agrees that the Shulchan Aruch says to do, that you should do. The Gra, in the Bir Gra, has a longer Rechus to say that you should not do this because you're being Moisef on Kriyas. The law is that because our Kaveya in Shemoneh Esrei, you're only allowed about the beginning of at the end of the first Bracha and the beginning of the end of the Bracha of Moedim, the 18th Bracha. And that's it. You know, don't do any more kriyas. A person would do a kriya at the beginning of the end of one of the paragraphs of the one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei is not allowed to do that. It's also to do that. So he says, well, that's by Shemoneh Esrei. This is not Shemoneh Esrei. He says, but it was a tefillah which was made. It was nikkud to be said. But Tzibur, it has the same din regarding most of all the kriyas. That's what the Gro says. So therefore, the Gro holds not to bow at that point. The Chayyot Pasim Zachriyat Machriyat Lemaisa, not like the Gro. He says that the minhag is like the person should like the Shulchan Aruch. A person should bow. The Aruch HaShulchan comes along and says he brings the Shulchan Aruch. He brings that the Gro says not like that. He says even according to the Gro, if a person would bow slightly, he would not have a problem in Moshe Valakriyas. And therefore, he suggests that a person when he says Kaddish, in order to make kaim the Shulchan Aruch and not to be over the Gro, he should bow slightly, not bow all the way, which would be a full kriya of full. kriya of which would have a din like Shemot Esrei, which that would be a full kriya. You shouldn't know a full kriya. So just tell you an interesting story. So that's what I do. It's my rebbe. That's what I do. So I was once in a shul somewhere, and the son came over to me and said, "How can you do that? The gross is not like that, and the minhag Ashkenaz is like the gra." So I said, "I'm not sure where you got that concept from. Minhag Ashkenaz is actually like the Ramah. The Minhag Agro is in Eretz Yisrael. The Minhag Agro, the Gro himself, not and many of his Minhagim which he introduced, he did not introduce in Chutz Lorets. His Talmidim, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they were starting, as it were, a new Kehil of Ashkenazim. So they were Kaveya with the Minhag Agro. But Minhag Chutz Lorets was never like the Gro. The Gro was never, he himself in his own city was not Noyag like his own Minhagim, like his own Psak." I'm not sure where this person got the Graz, the father of the yeshivas, but regards to Menhagim, the Menhagim in general are not Nikra according to the Graz. So people ask me why I do what I do, because it seems to be strange to them, because I understand people do it. Well, actually, I think I'm not so strange, and maybe you could argue some other people are a little more strange. Have a good morning.